Welcome to the very first edition of a brand new version of the NMA Weekly. The Next Media Accelerator decided to launch its first pilot episode of the English version of their weekly podcast. So give it up and enjoy the episode with Sarah Jeromes of VRT. But Sarah, please, could you introduce yourself?
That's an easy one.
Yes.
I'm Sarah Jeromes. I work for VRT Innovation. And for those of you who don't know, that is the Flemish public broadcaster of Belgium. So I am working on strategic partnerships with other media companies. And I'm also responsible for the future media hubs. This is a scoop because it's a new name.
Yes.
That's good.
Okay.
So the Future Media Hubs, that's an international network of media organizations that focuses on innovation through collaboration. So both with media organizations that are public or private, and we also share a lot of knowledge. And some people who are listening, they might know our Sandbox Hub, which is focusing on startups in particular.
Yeah, so maybe you can explain that a little more with the Future Media Hub. Is it the correct spelling? Right? Did I say it right? Future Media Hub, how is this shaped? Is it like, just let me understand, the former VRT Sandbox Hub, is a part of it, or is it like expanded? What did change, or is it just a name?
So first of all, VRT Sandbox is our local accelerator. It is still, and that is a place where we actually started to think international a few years ago. And now we have grown so much that we created like a separate department within VRT Innovation. So these are two different teams collaborating a lot together. Yeah. And the Future Media Hubs, because it's with an S, that means that we have actually different communities of media organizations that collaborate together. And so one of these is the Sandbox Hub, focusing on startups. You also have the Video Snack Bar Hub, for example, focusing on new tech and everything that is related to content creation. And then we have, for example, the Intrapreneurship Hub, which is really about transformation inside a company, and so on. So we really have different hubs that are helping organizations with the future of media. Very simple.
That sounds pretty good. And so, yeah, like you already mentioned, we also work closely together and exchange a lot, and also about the startups, and try to do as many collaborations as possible. And so we know you for a little longer already. You have been leading the Sandbox Hub for 3 years now. So what are your major learnings from these years?
That's a good question.
Yes.
I think, which is an important one for us as a public media organization, or any other public organization, by the way, is that you can drive rapid innovative collaborations. A lot of people always think, oh, no, that's not possible in such an older public organization. But you can do that with the outside world. And the sandboxes, which, for example, VRT Sandbox is an example, but we have many more now within Europe, are a very good example where people just work together with startups very fast. So that's one. Things are possible. And then the second one is invest in your network. First of all, consult others just to test your ambitions and to get some valuable feedback. And secondly, find ambassadors who help you to spread the word, and search common ground to collaborate with others instead of doing everything alone. And then a third one, aim high. You might be lucky. And if you aren't, then you just learn a lot as well. So these are, for me, three very important ones that I've proven also to be successful.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds good to keep them in mind, definitely. So maybe we can jump to the next point and to tackle the obvious, because you're part of the media innovation system ecosystem, as we learned, for a little longer now. So how did things change for you within the last year, within 2020? I mean, COVID like turned the world upside down. How did it impact your work? What is the outlook for you?
Yeah. Maybe let me first go back to the question, because
of course
we are not only part of the media innovation ecosystem, but we really try to make it grow. I think that's
a driving force, definitely. Yeah.
that's what we're aiming for anyway. And we, our ambition is really to foster innovation and to accelerate mm-hmm. the development of the media industry and its ecosystem. So that's what I just wanted to start with. And then, yeah, regarding COVID, before COVID, I was traveling a lot to meet relevant people and to seek a lot of opportunities for our media members and for our startups.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone, not being able to have these face-to-face contacts to further discuss about all these opportunities, that makes some things just more difficult. Mm-hmm. Impact is harder, but together with our team, we really work hard to give startups pitching opportunities, for example, at virtual events. It's not the same, yeah. Still better than nothing. And of course, as we don't know how long this will take, we are also working now on really helping the startups to get direct introductions with some media companies through mm-hmm. our startup. And we also launched a second open call for our Media Motor Europe project, so for deep tech startups. So we're really thinking about other ways of gaining impact through, mm-hmm. you know, just thinking through what startups need at this point and how can we help. And let's see how that goes after a couple of months. I think mm-hmm. that we need to be flexible now.
Yeah, definitely. And so like maybe from your daily work, are you at the home office at the moment, or how is it structured with you? Are you like one part is working from home and one is in the actual office, in the physical office, or how does it work for you?
Yeah, so the people who really need to be at VRT, they have been at VRT for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a job where I constantly need to be there, so I've been working a lot from home. In general, before COVID, I was also not that much at VRT because of traveling or because of just, you know, meetings outside of VRT in Belgium. So I think right now I've been a couple of times back to VRT, and I think I will go once or twice a week as from now. But a very cool thing is that besides sitting in my own sofa to work, which is very, very comfy. Is that I also have some days, like once a week with our team, where we just go to each other's houses and work from there. Also COVID-wise, of course.
Yeah.
And that's just really cool. So, you know, we don't need to be at VRT with all of the procedures. We can just, mm-hmm. and you know, have that vibe that you have when you're together.
That team bonding. I think that's a great idea, actually. That sounds lovely. I didn't think of that, but maybe I should pitch it to our team as well. Okay.
It's really, really fun, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds really good. So maybe now to a more light topic then. We at NMA and you at VRT got something in common this year, actually. We are celebrating, or did already celebrate in your case, a 5-year anniversary running the programs. So how did you celebrate? Maybe you can explain that. And what is ahead still? Do you have any more plans to celebrate?
Yes.
It's kind of tricky this time, of course, but...
Yeah, it is. So there are the colleagues of VRT Sandbox. They celebrated it because it turned 5, which mm-hmm. is also special to me. It's where I started, different teams now. So that's always fun. And we had this really cool birthday party with some fishes and other things on the screens
mm-hmm.
covering the past 5 years. But of course, we do hope that we can celebrate again, maybe live after COVID. Mm-hmm. I think... for them, after 4-5 years now, they are just also shifting from another focus, which is more to really helping startups through research projects.
Yeah.
Strongly involved in, together with us as a sandbox hub. So, and the first one is Media Motor Europe that I just mentioned for mm-hmm. startups. And the other one is Stadium, which we are running together with you guys. And
we'll
be able to communicate more as from October. So that's fun.
That sounds really good. Yeah, looking forward. Also, with Media Motors, we, I think, have 3 startups also from our end taking part. I think it's Factual, Indie Frame, and not Indie Frame, but Frame Right. And then the third one is Serata, I think, right? The diversity startup. It's really exciting.
So that's really cool that, just getting to know you guys 3 years ago, I think, and then mm-hmm. now, indeed, having our celebrations and just proving that we can do things together, and that makes me at least very, very happy.
Definitely. And it works across the borders and during COVID anyhow, even though like the work processes have changed a lot. Also for us, like everything was upside down for a bit and then we had to restructure and now it's running again. But of course, this is really, really great to keep this up. Definitely. So last but not least, we always look for a golden rule in the end with our podcast guests. So maybe you also have a golden rule to share. What is your golden rule for founders in media innovation and especially in the international ecosystem? What is most important to survive or also to maybe make the leap to going from a more regional perspective to a more international perspective?
Okay, so I have one, which was very easy, but I'm just wondering, and you can tell me that afterwards.
You can also have multiple golden rules. That's also okay. No problem. We have time. It's no problem.
There are, of course, many, but there is one that really pops out, and I'm wondering if any other people also mentioned them. But this one, so for me, of course, I mentioned the earlier learnings, which are also types. But there is one that really pops out, in my opinion, and that is the right mindset. I believe that the right mindset allows you to overcome any obstacles on the road, and that every failure opens new opportunities, which eventually will lead to success. So my golden rule is the right mindset is very important. Be flexible and so on.
That sounds really good. That's actually funny because we just started our new batch recently. And also one of the founders in the first introduction round, he said, well, I like 2 years ago, I think it was concerning how they met, the co-founders met. And then he was going on. Yeah, we actually started a watch startup, like doing like Instagram marketing and online marketing a lot. And so we started a watch startup back then. And we thought it was such a cool idea. And we failed miserably. And then he was like starting off with a failure, but it was so sympathetic. And then again, they now have founded FrontPage TV, which is a great new startup that they're running together and it's successful. So it's like worth trying again, right? So it's not really like, and it's also nothing to be ashamed of. I think I found that this is what strikes me most of the time, that like sometimes, especially in Germany, people are still like a little hesitant on sharing that because they are thinking it reflects like negatively on them. But then on the other hand, it can be such a strong suit or like such a strong ability to be like, okay, I made it through this phases, but I got back up on my feet again, right? So this is definitely something, yeah.
It is really true because, and I don't need to explain that to you guys, but you know, the startups that you met really in the beginning phase and that are now really bigger scale-ups, you know, with some you have a special relationship or you even get kind of friends. So we have, with a few of these, I have regular discussions. And, you know, it's always that comes back. Everything that they've done or everything that wasn't successful or was successful really depends on it. So I think you can, better said, you need to use that and really believe that it can help you grow.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect. Like the perfect summary, the right mindset, and then just believe that you can grow from your mistakes or whatever happens. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think then we're done. Thank you so much. That was really, really interesting and so good to talk to you. And finally, you got the premiere because it's our first English edition of the NMA Weekly podcast. So thank you so much, Char, for sharing all your insights with us.
What an honor. And, I hope it was useful. So
yes, definitely. Thank you very, very much. Okay, then hopefully talk soon.
Yes, talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.